Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. To commend something is to recommend it or to endorse it with your approval and praise, and commended his love to us. Today's message will help you better understand the nature and display of God's love and why you must have a very high respect for you to appreciate the love of God and the importance of you showing love to God and others. Let's enter into today's message.
Father, thank you for the blessing that you have given to us today to receive your holy word. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Speak to our hearts, we pray, we beg you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. My message is entitled, God has commended his love to us. God commended his love to us. All right? And the passage is from Romans chapter 5, verse 6 and 10. 6, reading through to verse 10. And I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. All right. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Amen. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from wrath through him. Amen. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more being reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Amen. Now, my message is entitled, God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is the title of my message. Is the verse in the Bible. Amen. God commended, can we all say it together? God commended his love towards us in that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Again, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Now, God on Christmas Day is recommending his love toward us. Okay? And he's commending his love. God is commending his love. Now, when you say you are commending something, it means you are recommending it. You are mentioning it, praising it, and giving approval to something, or showing people that they need to have a high opinion of something. All right? So if I'm recommending a brother to you or a sister to you, and I'm saying, this is a good brother, okay, what am I doing? I am trying to mention the person's name to you or mention the person. I'm giving the person some kind of praise or acknowledgement and then asking you to have a high opinion of the person, which maybe you wouldn't have had such a high opinion of the person. All right? Now, the Bible is saying that God has commended his love. Okay? God loves us. God loves us. But he has shown his love in such a way that you would now notice it, that it is unusual and that it is a great special kind of love of which you should have a very high opinion. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? I'm trying to explain to you the message. What is the title of the message I'm preaching today? God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. So God is recommending his love. He is showing that this is a great love. It is a good love. Amen. Hallelujah. So what is this? Why does God commend his love? Why does he show? What is he trying to say about his love? The other day I was talking with a couple, and then the man was saying about his wife that his wife has gotten a jackpot in marrying him. Do you understand jackpot? What does it mean to have got a jackpot? He has struck gold. How many have ever played with one of those machines which bring out money? You put in a coin, you press something, and money comes out. Have you done that before? Raise your hand if you've done it before. I have. And you put in some money, you press, and nothing comes out. Oh, man, I've never won that thing before. So you put in the money, you press it, and then you see some people, so much money is coming out. It means that they struck the jackpot. You get it? So he was sitting by his wife and recommending himself. Hey! And he was saying, she got a jackpot. In marrying me, she has struck a jackpot. Because my love for her is so wild. Then he went on to say that, I tell her that I love her more than 3 times a day, which is more than paracetamol 3 times a day. You get it? So it's like, you see that somebody is taking a medicine 3 times a day, and he is giving that medicine 3 times a day, she's receiving this special love and attention. Wow, what a jackpot. Tell somebody, I'm striking jackpot from today in Jesus' name. Now, what Jesus is trying to explain to us is that he has a kind of love that if you are to receive his love, you have also struck jackpot. To find the love of Jesus is to strike the jackpot. Amen. Because you would have gotten the greatest kind of love. Amen. It is greater than any kind of love. All right. In the Bible, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, you see why God recommends his love. It says, behold, what manner of love, or what type of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Amen. So, you see, what manner of love? It's a type of love. How many know that there are different types of love? There are different ways by which people love. Everybody has a different meaning when he says, I love you. I love you. Tell your neighbor, it's Christmas Day and I love you. Yeah. Everybody means something different. Some people mean I like you. Some people mean I want to marry you. Some people mean you are a nice person. Some people mean I want to have sex with you. Some people mean I want to buy chocolate for you. It depends on what you mean. So there are different kinds of love. One pastor was getting divorced from his wife. His wife had decided to leave him. And as he was in the court, she was on one side. You know, when you go to court, the enemy is on one side. You are also on one side. So she was on one side and he was also on the other side. And whilst the divorce proceedings were going on against his wishes, she was sending him texts. And she sent him a text that she sent to a text, said, Mike, I want you to know that I love you and I will always love you. Yeah. So this pastor was preaching and he was giving this testimony and he was saying that you wonder what people mean when they say I love you. What do you really mean? You see, because there are different versions of love. One day, there was a certain sister who was in a relationship and she was always crying and sad because her relationship was not working out well. So one day, she broke up with the relationship and she came home crying. And I told her, why are you crying? She said, because my beloved is gone. And I said to her, don't worry. God is going to give you a greater love. Everybody say greater love. Something better. A higher version. So a few months later, God blessed her. She was walking by the roadside and a certain brother saw her and said, wow, what a shock. I love this sister. So she came to ask me and said, what, should I accept this brother? And I said, yes, you must accept him. I know it's going to be a blessing. So she started to relate with him. Sometimes he would take her out. They would go out, go here, come. And so after some months, I called her. I said, sister, how is this love? What is it like? How are you? Are you happy? She said, oh, this is a greater love. She said, this is better. I said, why? Why do you say it's better? She said, and this was her word. She said, I didn't know that all these things were inside belovedosis. I didn't know that all these were part of being a beloved. She said, I never knew. I never knew that it was all part of having a beloved. All these things that are going on now. The guy talks to me. I love you. This and that. She said, I didn't know that all this was part. Because the type she had before, all those things were not part of it. It was dry. Just, you are my beloved. Stay in the house. I'm also here. What a shock. One day, Yonggi Cho said that he had a pastor, one of his pastors died. And they went to bury the pastor. He said the wife of the pastor was very, very sad. So after the funeral, the wife came back to the cemetery. And she would lie on the grave, scratching the grave to bring the husband out of the grave, to bring him out. And she was always going to the cemetery to scratch him out. Hey! And nobody could comfort her. So one day, he had a vision. And he went to heaven. When he went to heaven, he met the husband of this woman who was scratching the grave. When she saw him, he said, look, your wife is really crying. Every day she's scratching the grave. He told her, look, when you go, tell her that I am okay, everything. I'm having a good time here. And then number two, he said, tell her that when I came here, Jesus told me that he was going to get another husband for, and he told him, I'm going to get another husband for your wife. And that the husband that he is going to give away is better than him, is going to be better than the one who is dead. What a shock. So, when he came out of the vision, he called the wife and he told her, hey, I had a vision. I went to heaven. I saw your husband. She said, and what did you see? She said, I saw your husband. He was very happy. He said everything is okay. And then he told me that he is going to give you another husband. She said, no. I don't want any husband. It's only my husband that I want. Then Yonggi Cho said, he told us, but the new husband is going to be better than the first one. She said, no, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Then Yonggi Cho said, when he was in the vision, the husband had told him, he said, when you tell my wife, she will not believe you. I know her. You know that some people, they don't believe. When you tell them, they don't believe. He said, so when you go, he gave her a formula. He said, tell her this. This is a secret between me and my wife. When you say this, she will know that you spoke to me. So when the lady was crying, said, I don't believe, I know, I don't want, I don't. He told her, listen, then he told her the secret. Immediately she told her, hey, have you been standing outside our window? Have you been standing outside our window? She said, no, I saw your husband. And this is what your husband told me. You are going to get another husband and he's going to be better than the first one, than me. Hey. So after some months or some time, she got married again. And Yonggi Cho met her again. And he asked her, how is the new love? And she said, oh, this one is far better. This one is far better. Hey! I'm talking about a better love. Do you understand? There are types of love. Types of love. And God is going to give you, and God is giving us through Jesus, the greatest kind of love. And he's recommending that, so that look at the kind of love. That's why that husband said that my wife has struck jackpot. Because he's got a certain kind of love that you don't easily get. So ladies and gentlemen, God is commending his love. That what manner of love he's shown to us. Turn with me to John chapter 15 verse 12. It says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than that a man should lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Amen. This is greater love. It's greater. Amen. This is the great love. And so today, as we celebrate Christmas, we are celebrating what great love Jesus has shown to us by coming down to this earth to be here and to give himself, to walk among wicked people and to die on a cross for us. Wow. You know something? For Jesus to accept to come to this earth is like you and I accepting to become an aunt or to become ants in somebody's house and say we will come there and we will live and give our life to save all the ants in the house. How many know that it's a very dangerous thing to be an ant? A dog can lick you. A cat can lick you. You can be drunk in somebody's Milo. How many have drunk some ants before? In Milo. How many where you were drinking a Milo, you realized there was an ant in it, you just drank it. Have you drunk an ant before, please? So many times. You realize there's an ant in the sugar. You realize there's something black in it. You say, look, there are so many black things. Let me just put it in and I'll just drink it like that. There are too many black things in the thing. You just drink it. Is it not true? So it's a very dangerous thing to become an ant. But Jesus became an ant and came to walk amongst us. He walked where I walked. He stood where I stand. He felt what I feel. And he gave himself for you and for I. Hallelujah. This is the greater love that Kofi Ampedu put together so beautifully in his song. Greater love has no man than this love of Jesus Christ. Lay down his life for us all.
Greater love has no man than this love. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us all. Your mother may love you, your father may love you, but none can die for you. The love of Jesus, the sweet, sweet love of Jesus, the love of Jesus surpasses all. The love of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the sweet, sweet love of Jesus, the love of Jesus surpasses all, surpasses. Surpasses is an English word. It means, sir, I have passed you. I said, surpasses is an English word. It means, sir, I have passed you. Or, sir, I am passing you. Surpasses. Surpasses all. Greater love has no man than this love of Jesus Christ. Laid down his life for us all. Greater love has no man than this love. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us all. Your mother may love you, your father may love you, but none can die for you. The love of, the sweet, sweet love of Jesus, the love of Jesus surpasses all. It surpasses all. That's why the Bible says, God commended his love. He said, look at my love. God commended his love. God commended this. I said, look at my love. I love you with a big love. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. He says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love. Everybody say, his great love. His great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love. He has great love. God loves us with great love. In Jeremiah 31 verse 3, the Bible says, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. How many know that love is a drawing factor? That's why many pastors are not successful in their work, because they don't have the love for the people. You must love the people that you are talking to. You see, in this verse, it says, with an everlasting love, I have loved thee. Therefore, because of this, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Love is what draws people and brings people to you. So if you're going to be a minister, you must love God and love the people that you are ministering to. Otherwise, you cannot. They are not drawn. They hear the doctrines and the ideas, but there's something that draws the people. And what draws people is love. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we must love with the love of God so that we can experience great blessings, because we are all following Jesus because he loved us with an everlasting love. Amen. How many want to enjoy the love of God? The great love. Greater love. Everybody say greater love. Greater love. How many realize there are different types of love? You can marry and you realize that you've got a certain kind of love. You can marry, get another love. Different, lower, better. Different types of love. But Jesus is saying, I'm recommending my love. My love is the greater love. Hallelujah.
God commended his love toward us in that whilst we were yet helpless, hallelujah, he loved us. God loves us even though we are helpless. Amen. Even though we are helpless, you know, most people marry somebody because the person has something to offer. But what do you have to offer God? Huh? What do you have to offer God? There is nothing that you have to offer the Lord. It says in Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee and I will help thee." So even though you are without help, without nobody to help you, God loves you and God is commending his love. That look at my love. Even when you did not have help and strength, I loved you. Amen. Number two, God commends his love towards us because he loved us when we were ungodly. Amen. All right. The Bible says that for when we were dead in our sins, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. When we were dead, not after we had finished sinning. Whilst we were dead, whilst we were bad, whilst we were sinful, Jesus died on a cross for us. Amen. Christ also has once suffered for the just and for the unjust. Hallelujah. How many realize that Jesus is a lover of sinners and bad people? That is how come you are here. Amen. How many of you think you are good people? How many think you are good? How many feel you are a sinner? Do you know you are a sinner? Amen. But why should God love somebody bad? Why? Why should God love somebody who is not a good person? Because that's how his love is. He loves even the sinful and the evil. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15. It says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Amen. Are you there? How many realize that you are a chief sinner? Wow. How many realize that it's not easy for a cripple to get a beloved? Huh? Yeah. You see, sometimes you say the Holy Spirit has led me. But how come the Holy Spirit doesn't lead you to a cripple? You've not thought about it. But Christ's love is such that even when you are helpless, when there's nothing beautiful about you, he loves you just as you are. Hallelujah. And he says, "Wow, I love you." Amen. One day, I saw a lady who went swimming in a swimming pool. You know, you must be very careful when you go swimming not to dive into a swimming pool that is shallow. But she dived into a pool, and instead of her going into a deeper part, she went into a, I think it wasn't very deep, I don't know how deep it was, but she went down and her head hit the ground. When she came out, her neck was broken and she became paralyzed, a young lady. Now, as she was going along in her life, she was now totally paralyzed. Only the head can move. And as I look at this beautiful young girl, I thought to myself, wow. Who? I mean, I knew that she would never marry. But one day, I'm talking about God commended his love to us in that whilst we were yet sinners, while we were some way, Christ said, "I like you. As you are, I like you." Wow. So one day I saw a Chinese man came. This lady is an American. And a Chinese man came and said, "I love you. I love you in the wheelchair. I love you as you are." I couldn't believe my eyes. And he said, you are my beloved. Hey. He said, I don't want to marry anybody. There were only you. So the girl too, because it's not easy to get a beloved for her. She said, when they asked her, do you accept me? She said, I do. Wow. And he married her. So one day I was watching the television when I saw the Chinese man with the lady in the wheelchair. And I saw that, hey, she's pregnant. I said, what kind of love is this? What manner of love? You see, First John says, what type of love is this? Whilst he was a cripple. So he was interviewed. So what is it like? He said, oh, in our relationship, there's nothing that she can do. I do everything. When I say I love you, she will be sitting there. If we say, okay, let's do this. He said, I have to carry her. Toilet, I have to carry everything. Yeah. And he said, he doesn't like anybody in the world, just as she is. And he carried her to the house. And she gave birth to a bouncing baby. What a shock. You see, this is how you are. You are a cripple in a wheelchair. Very sinful. Very some way. How many realize that you are some way? Some of you are SU people. You don't know that you are some way. Okay, let me just prove it to you. Number one, how many of you have told a lie before? Raise up, please. I don't want any pretenders. You have told a lie before. Raise your hand. Upstairs, everywhere. What does that mean that you are? What does it mean, therefore, you are what? A liar. How many liars are in the house? Raise your hand if you are liars. Okay, liars are in the church. Number two. How many of you have stolen something before? You've stolen something before. Raise your hand. Have you stolen the meat from your mother's chicken soup before? Huh? Raise your hand if you've stolen something before. Raise it. What does it mean that you are a thief? So how many thieves are in the church today? Raise your hand. Thieves. Okay. How many have hated somebody before? You hate. Look at this person. I hate the person. I'm angry with the person. I hate the person. I want the person to die. Raise your hand. Hey! Now the Bible says, if you hate your brother, you are a murderer. So all of you who hated somebody before, you are what? Murderers. How many murderers are in the church this morning? Raise your hand. Murderers. All murderers. You will not raise your hand well. Eh? You've decided, you have become phlegmatic. As I'm preaching, you have become a phlegmatic. Raise your hand if you know you are a murderer. Huh. So what do we have in the church today? Liars, thieves, murderers. How many of you have looked at somebody to lust after the person before? Raise up your hand. Hey! Raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. Huh? Some of the sisters are not raising their hand. Pardon? They think I'm talking to the brothers. You are joking. You don't know. The Bible says that he that looks after somebody to lust after the person has already committed adultery. So all of you who raise your hand, you are all fornicators and adulterers. How many fornicators and adulterers are in the church this morning? Raise your hand, fornicators and adulterers. Some of you, you've been seeing my wife and lusting after. So I'm not the only person sleeping with her. Me and you, we are all sleeping with her. We are more than 1,000. We are more than 1,000. What a shock. We are more than 1,000. So So what are the types of, what are the four groups we have? I mean, who are the people in the church? Number one, what? Liars. Number two, thieves. Number three, number four. And why would Christ like somebody like that? Somebody like you and somebody like that. That's why Jesus commended, but said, God commended. Let's all say it together. God commended his love toward us in that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. At least if you don't remember anything, you will remember that. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, God has commended his love toward us, and he's saying to us today that this is the love that he has for us, and that we must respond to his love. You see, whenever there are problems, people have problems, you know, always they say to you, you know, go away. You know, one day I saw a certain sister, and I realized that the brother was trying to marry her, and he realized that she has something to offer because she was a British citizen and the brother had no papers. You see, love is stirred up by so many things and advantages that people see. Because the guy was looking for a beloved, but all the sisters who didn't have children, he didn't like them. But the one who has already given birth to some children, he is the one that he said he is in love with her. Oh, you don't understand the message. I should say it well. I'm saying that here is a brother. He's looking for a sister to marry. All the sisters are there. There is a sister who has given birth already to some children. He says he doesn't like the new ones. He doesn't like the new girls, but the one who is already a mother, this is the one that he likes. So I was looking at it and I realized that all the ones that were new girls, they were all Ghanaian citizens, but this one who has already got children is what? British. As soon as you marry, no, you have got a permanent stay. Yeah, you see, we will say the Holy Spirit is leading, but there is something we are seeing. Yeah. But as for God, he commends his love to us in that whilst it's clear that there is nothing that you have to offer, you are nothing, you don't have British passport, you don't have nothing. But he says, I love you. I like you. Wow. That's why I'm a preacher. And that is why I want to give my life to do the work of God. All these British government, American, they don't love us with this kind of love. Ghanaians, we never needed visas. We didn't need visas. When Ghana had independence in 1957, one cedi was £1. One cedi was about 70 or 50 cents US. Cedi was strong. As things became worse, poverty, we started to have more financial problems. The British government saw that, hey, these people, they have a lot of financial problems. They are bringing all their financial problems to England. They said, no, don't come, just come. Don't just come, don't come again. Visa. Huh? You must get a visa first before you come to us. But at first it was, but they don't say that to the Americans, because Americans, they have money, they have this. But when you see somebody with problems, you say, Ghanaians from Suhum, from Nkoko, from Begro, from Bekwai, from Navongo, from Wale Wale, from Dawadawa number 2, all these people are coming. Hey! They will come and be on our national health care, on this, on that. I said, don't come again. Visa. You know what is called visa. Go and apply. Since then, since we had problems, they've been saying, don't come. But for Jesus, he says, come to me. Come to me. I like you as you are. Your problems, your sin, your difficulty. In fact, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Heavy. I am not afraid of your trouble. I am not afraid of your problem. Bring it. Come to me just as you are. I will solve you. I will heal it. I will touch you. I will deliver you. Hallelujah. So this is the kind of love that God has given to us. And what are we supposed to do? Turn with me to Songs of Solomon chapter 1 as we come to the end of this wonderful message on the love of God. Songs of Solomon. Now that Bishop Eddie is here, I know we are going to be able to sing this song. It says, draw me. Draw me. Draw me. We will run after thee. Amen. Draw me. God is saying, draw me. We will run after thee. The king has brought me. Amen. Into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. Amen. And we will remember thy love more than wine. You see, God is asking us to remember his love for us. He has loved us and he's asking us, remember my love for you. Remember my love for you. You see, we need to respond to God's love as a church. But today, most of us are not responding to God's love. No. There's no response. We come to the church, we are coming for something, we are coming for more things. Hey. Do you know that sometimes people who have received a lot are unable to enjoy and respond properly to the love? So God is saying, remember the love. What has God done for us? What again do you want him to do for you? He has saved us. So when you see me going to Navrongo, going to Burkina Faso, traveling here, preaching, it's not extremism. Don't tell me I'm an extremist. Do you understand? God has done so much for us. What can we say? He says, draw me after thee. The king has brought me into his chambers. Wow, what an honor. Can you be brought into the chambers of the king? What an honor. Look at you sitting here in the chamber of the king. What an honor it is for us to be Christians today, to know God, to serve him, to pray to him. We wouldn't have known him, but he has been kind to us. He has shown us his love. He has shown us his mercy. We will remember thy love. We will remember thy love. We will remember thy love more than wine. And most of us, we can see, we are not responding to God's love. Yes. And most of the time, when you see two people that are walking in love, you see that there is one who is showing the love and the other one is just there. Is it true or not true? Yeah. Sometimes the couples, you see them sitting in a chair. You see the husband has drawn nearer or the wife has drawn. And the one who has drawn and the other one is just standing. It's like he's not even seeing what is being done. In the chambers. He said, in the chamber. We will be glad in the chamber. He has brought me into his chamber. But sometimes inside the chamber, you see one is sweating, moving, excited, trying to. Another one is like a hippopotamus. He's just sleeping there like that. Oh! No expression. No feelings. How many have ever loved somebody but the person didn't love you the way you love the person? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Oh, just a few of you. Oh, then I've chosen the wrong message for the... I think I was preaching to the wrong people. You don't understand such things. But that thing is something God is showing you. This is how it is. Look at us in the church, especially men. We have no feelings for God. When people are praising, look at the women. If I was God, I would like all the girls in the church. The way they sing, the way they praise God. If I was God and I was just fine, I would say, oh, the girls are there. Choose all of them. I hear that in heaven, there are more thrones for women than men. Yeah, I hear there are more girls in heaven. More. The brothers are so stiff. It's like, chale, no response. Oh. No feelings. Are you a hippopotamus? Ask your neighbor, are you a hippopotamus or you are a Christian lover? Girls like God more than boys like God. Girls like God more than boys like God. Tell your neighbor, girls like God more than boys like God. Yeah. If I was God and was going to the church, I would choose. I say, look at this girl. I prefer them. They like God more. Hallelujah. So we are going to run after the Lord in the coming year. Amen. Are you listening to me? He said, draw me. We will run after thee. You see, when God has drawn you, then you have to run. When he says that he's drawing you, run. Don't just walk coolly. You know how it is when somebody sends you a text, you don't respond. Somebody calls you, you don't also call back. It's like you have called 5 times. The person hasn't called. It's a message. I say it's a message. Or you send a very long text. The person will send a C. Do you understand? I dot C. The letter C for cat. I C. What a shock. I C. Most of my text responses are very short. But it's not because I don't have love. It is because sometimes I have so many texts. So I explain to all the people that I respond that it is because of whatever. I have to have a short. If I'm to type, then I'll be typing. I can't even be here now. I'm upstairs. I have to be typing. I'll say that, please, I cannot preach. I'm responding to a lot of texts. Sometimes when I'm deleting my text, 1,500 I delete at a time. Whilst you are praying that your phone will ring, I'm praying that mine will not ring. What a shock. You are praying that, Lord, let somebody call me today. One day a certain sister realized that she was not getting called. She realized that, no, it is empty and let me change to Tigo. When I change to Tigo, more people will call me. Hey. So brothers and sisters, let us run after the Lord. How many are ready to run to the Lord? After who? After thee. We shall run after thee. The king has brought me into his chambers. Wow. I mean, when Bishop Saki was going to get married again, I mean, he chose Elsie, who is sitting here in the green dress. He brought her into his chambers. He had a chamber. It was there empty for 2 years. He brought her into that room. You cannot enter that room without exhilaration. What did he say? He said, we will be glad and rejoice. We have to see you rejoicing with acrobatics and gymnastics, other kinds of delightful activities. And we will remember the love that you had. We will remember thy love more than wine. Yeah. Yeah. He had a chamber. Huh? Draw me after thee and let us run together. You have to run. Naked, isn't it? Running. Running. Everybody say, run. We are running. 2012, we are running. It's a running year. We are showing love. So that when we are coming to church, we are coming slowly. As if you don't want to come. As if you are lucky, poor that I'll come. You will get poor that I've come to church today. You are lucky that today is Sunday, like I wouldn't have come. You will get poor. We are coming into the chamber. God has brought you to the chamber to with excitement and energy. Now coming to serve God, not as old people who are tired. You can't have any feelings anymore. Oh. A certain brother was loving his wife for you. He was interested in her. He was
holding her, he was touching her. He was also, oh, my darling. Then he thought he was going to hear, yes, my darling. Oh, I thank you, my darling. Instead of hearing that, what did he hear? As he was also, my darling, I love you. Oh, my sweetheart. Oh, what a shock. A sustained shock. Say, I love you. I tell my beauty, my darling, my dove, my sweetheart. We are going to run after the Lord. Hallelujah. He has brought us into his chambers and we are coming with energy. He has come to us with a special love and a great love and a beautiful love, a strong love. And there's only one response to that love that is appropriate. It is a love with life and energy. Nothing can make you old when it comes to God. When it comes to God, there's no age. Did you hear me? I said, when it comes to God, there's nothing like old age. When it comes to God, there is energy, there is life. Because God has given you life and he has brought you into his house that you may run after him. How many are ready to run after the Lord in the new year, serving him? Stand to your feet, everybody. God commended his love. God commended his love. God commended his love. Everybody say, God commended his love. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lift your hand and just affirm your love to him. Tell him, Lord, you've drawn me after you. I'm coming, Lord. I'm running after you, Lord. I'm going to serve you. You like me so much. I don't know why you like me. You show me such great love. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to come with joy, with excitement, with energy. Palamasham balamanda sake balamamanda lelemeki balamandala. Lalo momo sentere belemiro mashandele memem perike sembelele meremele. God commanded his love. God commanded his love because his love is greater love, greater love, greater love, greater love, greater love, greater love, greater love. Has no man than this. A greater kind of love, a better kind, a higher version of love. Thank you for this great love wherewith you have loved us. We thank you, we praise you, we give you honor. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I don't want to go to hell. I want Jesus to come into my life and make me a new person. Listen to me. I want to pray with you. If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you want to say, Pastor, help me to know God. I want to give my life to God today, now. Please help me. Please pray with me. If you are here like that, just lift your hand. I'm going to pray a special prayer with you. God bless you. Lift it up. I see your hand. Pastor, help me today to know Jesus Christ. Young lady, young man, listen to me. It's not about dressing or coming to. It's you and God. Just you and God. Do you know him? He's calling you today. Respond to him now. Come to God today. Come to Jesus now. If you are here like that, lift up your hand. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. I see your hand. I see. If you've lifted your hand, Pastor, I want to give my life to God. You may be upstairs, far away. I want you to come to me in the front here. I'm coming downstairs to meet you. Come from where you are. Just come here. I'm coming to meet you. Come quickly, please. Walk. Don't take a long time. Just come. Come all the way. Come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come to the cross. Come to Jesus. Respond to his love. He's drawing you. He's calling you. Come from wherever you are. Come today. Come to the cross. Come to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come, let me pray with you. All those coming from upstairs, just keep coming. I'm waiting for you. Lift your hands in front here. Everyone, lift your hand. Close your eyes. I want us to pray for a moment. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Oh God, I confess my sins to you today. Oh God, I know I am a sinner. But today, I come to you.
just as I am. Please have mercy on me. Please wash away my sins. I am a sinner. I know I am a sinner. Please forgive me. From today, I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. I give my soul to you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. From today, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. I will serve Jesus. I will follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.